Good afternoon. You're listening to Active Voice. I'm your host, Debbie, coming to you on CKUW 95.9 FM in beautiful downtown Winnipeg, the ancestral lands of Treaty One territory and the heartland of the Métis people. On this show, you'll hear voices that authentically express the human experience in music. We draw from many different genres, times, traditions, and cultures. And every show features at least one voice from the Canadian prairies. Hello, folks in Radioland. This is Debbie with another live show this January. This is already January 2025, and it's Sunday the 12th. And I'm quite preoccupied by the fires in California, Los Angeles, and neighboring communities. And so that's our theme today, the California fires. We'll have songs about fire, and we'll have songs about California. Kind of an interesting mashup. So you'll hear the Vancouver Youth Choir, you'll hear Montreal Symphony Orchestra with Stanford Olson, tenor or countertenor. You'll hear the wonderful group from England, Polyphony, and then some nostalgic stuff by Peter, Paul, and Mary, Kingston Trio, some local folks, Andrina Turin, Indian City, and some big names, Sia and Dolly Parton. It's an interesting mashup today. And I just want to let you know about some things that are happening in our community as we pick up into 2025. So the New Music Festival, the Winnipeg New Music Festival, starts on January 21st and carries on to the 25th. And there's a couple of Saturday and Wednesday concerts at the Millennium Library. So check out the Winnipeg New Music Festival website, wnmf.ca, for more information about concerts and tickets. And another big festival that's coming up that happens every year is Winterruption. So that's almost here as well. It starts January 22nd, carries on to the January 26th. And it has all sorts of amazing performances like Nashville's Phosphorescent and Polaris Prize-winning Owen Pallett from Mississauga, the Los Angeles indie rock band Cheekface, New York City rapper Cool Keith, Halifax slacker indie rockers Nap Eyes, as well as a variety of songwriting, hip-hop, all sorts of songwriting folks. And you can get more information about that from the Winterruption Winnipeg website. So Winterruption, WinterruptionWPGCA. Most of the concerts are at the West End Cultural Center and also at the Park Theater and Side Stage and Handsome Daughter. And let's carry on now with some music. So we're going to first hear from the Vancouver Youth Choir singing a wonderful Canadian composer's work called Fire, part of her series on the earth, or the main elements, fire, water, earth, and air. And we'll follow that with a piece from Carmina Burana about a lament from the song from the point of view of a swan who is being roasted. She shouts, "Misery me." So this is from Carl Orff's Carmina Burana and is performed by tenor Stanford Olson with the Montreal Symphony Orchestra.
Bye.
That was the Montreal Symphony Orchestra and Choir, along with tenor Stanford Olson, singing Carl Orff's Carmina Burana selection, Olim Lacus Coluerum, the point of view of the swan being roasted over a fire. And before that, we heard Fire by the Vancouver Youth Choir, and that is part of the set of choral works called Elements by Katharina Gimmon, a Canadian composer. Now we're going to carry on with another choral selection that addresses fire a different way. The amazing modern composer Morten Lauritsen set some Italian Renaissance poems about fire to music, and they're sung by this group Polyphony under the direction of Stephen Layton. The composer Morten Lauritsen is from the Pacific Northwest, and he actually worked as a Forest Service firefighter and lookout on an isolated tower near Mount St. Helens, where he remained alone on the tower for 10 weeks. And he said this was a great time of self-reflection, and it helped him realize that music needed to become a central part of his life. These songs are haunted by darkness and yearning, at times even despair. And Lauritsen uses this technique of a single chord that he's called the fire chord, which is a B-flat minor triad with a added C, sort of gives it a scorching quality that unifies the entire score of the song cycle and has a sort of a fevered mood. In the composer's words, the choral masterpieces of the High Renaissance, especially the madrigals of Monteverdi and Gesualdo, provided the inspiration for my own madrigali. Italian love poems of that era have constituted a rich lyric source for many composers, and while reading them, I became increasingly intrigued by the symbolic image of flames, burning, and fire that recurred within this context. So here's Lauritsen's Madrigali, six fire songs performed by the group Polyphony under the direction of Stephen Layton.
Se postina di re. Let me conduce. Thank you.
That was the wonderful Polyphony with the song cycle, six fire songs called Madrigali. They're all based on Italian Renaissance poems by the modern composer Morten Lauritsen. And you're listening to Active Voice on CKUW 95.9 FM here in Winnipeg. And it's a typical winter day here at the University of Winnipeg weather station. It's minus 21, but it feels quite a bit colder because of the wind coming pretty steadily from the northwest, 15 kilometers an hour, up to 26, gusts of 26. So that makes it feel a bit colder. And it's a little colder than usual for this time of year, but nothing out of the ordinary. And it's about 33 minutes past 2 on Sunday, January 12th. And the theme, Active Voice, today is California on fire. I'm sure everybody's a bit disturbed by the conflagrations we've seen. And that's actually a technical term in firefighting. I've learned the kind of large fire that bridges between wild areas and settled. And we've certainly had many experiences with these kinds of fires in Canada. We can think of quite a few examples, but this example in California is affecting many, many people with great loss of life and loss of property and so on. So as we think about fire, I'm also wanting to put that together with a nod to the death of Peter Yarrow this week. Peter Yarrow, of course, was part of Peter, Paul, and Mary. It was the group that was put together, actually, kind of to be like the Kingston Trio or other groups that were bridging, or the Weavers was another group that bridged between traditional folk music and popular music. And Peter, Paul, and Mary have certainly succeeded in that. And their albums and songs were very influential in my own upbringing, dating myself here. One of those songs was a song called Well, Well, Well. And it talks about how God destroyed the earth with a flood, but he said it'll be fire next time. And that, I think that might be from some biblical verse, but it's also perhaps a little bit of a comment on nuclear weapons at the time, although I haven't been able to find any source about that. Anyway, we're going to play Peter, Paul, and Mary's version of Well, 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 and we're going to carry on with my little nostalgia trip here with Kingston Trio's I'm Going Home, which refers to California. And then we're going to hear a cover of the Mamas and Papas California Dreamin' by Sia.
Hold my hand. matter where I wander, and while always find a welcome at the end of every journey, there'll be friendly people waiting. California would not hold me, though I loved her timber mountains, worked her fields and worked her orchards, up and down her central valley. I have driven open highway through the golden Utah Valley, and I watch the rivers gently gliding. I wave my hand to friendly people. California would not hold me, though I loved her timber mountains, worked her fields and worked her orchards, up and down her central valley. Folks who know me call me a drifter. They don't know I'll stop my rambling.
California dreaming, oh, I'm set to win.
That was the amazing cover of California Dreamin', originally by the Mamas and Papas, and that's from a soundtrack of a movie called San Andreas, which I haven't seen. Sort of gets middling reviews, and if you've seen it, let me know. Before that, we heard the Kingston Trio's classic song, I'm Going Home, talking about how California could not hold me. We started this with Well, 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 thinking about the fires in California, but also about the death of Peter Yarrow this week from Peter, Paul, and Mary. And that's from their second album, I guess. It's called Album. The first one was just called Peter, Paul, and Mary. We're going to turn to some local musicians now. We're going to hear from Andrina Turin, When the Smoke Clears. And then we'll hear Indian Cities, The Fire Won't Die.
Deb Romine, and we're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM on your dial in Winnipeg. I'm Deb Romine, and we're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM on your dial.
I turn back on the ways left out in the cold. Come back to me, run as fast as you can, while I slowly choke on they make. You say you do, but you don't understand all of the things that had my mom and dad. The fire won't die.
Winnipeg's own Indian City with A Fire Won't Die. And before that, we heard Winnipeg's Andrina Turen, When the Smoke Clears. And our theme today on Active Voice is inspired by the California fires. So we've had lots of songs about fires and lots of songs, a couple of songs about California too. As we send our best wishes and hopes for recovery and safety for the folks in California. Kat has certainly had our own experiences with conflagrations in British Columbia and all over northern Alberta and various places in the Maritimes. So we hope this fire gets doused soon, but it looks pretty bad thinking about all those folks and the troubles they're having. And, you know, we're going to end this set of Active Voice with amazing work by the icon Dolly Parton. A couple of years ago, she put out a rock star album. She just keeps crossing genres here. And this piece of hers is called The World on Fire. And if you listen to the lyrics, it's a little bit dystopian. But I know Dolly Parton's a hopeful person. I hope you are too. Thanks for listening to us on Active Voice today. Stay warm and comfortable in this wonderful winter weather we're having in Manitoba, and keep listening to CKUW 95.9 FM for more local programming from your Winnipeg community radio station. Here's Dolly Parton.
Turn it all around. Now I ain't church, but that don't mean I don't stay in touch. Everybody's tripping over this or that. What we gonna do when we all fall flat? To think about us, when did we lose in God we trust? God Almighty, what we gonna do if God ain't listening and we're deaf too? Liar, liar, the world's on fire. What you gonna do when it all burns down? Fire, fire, burning higher. Still got time to turn it all around. Don't get me started on politics. Now how are we to live in a world like this? Greedy politicians, present and past, they wouldn't know the truth if it bit them in the ass. Now tell me, what is truth? Have we all lost sight of common decency, of wrong and right? How do we heal this great divide? Do we care enough to try? Janie got a sign to carry in the fight. Marching in the streets with sticks and stones. Don't you ever believe words don't break bones.
If you're thirsty for analysis debunking the official humanitarian war narratives, and if you crave meaningful conversations on the ecological crises threatening the futures of our communities and our world, then you need to make the Global Research News Hour your weekly radio destination. For a look at the big picture, join me, Michael Welch, every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. on your downtown community broadcaster, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
The Dave Weber Cinematheque, from cult classics to documentaries, from experimental surrealism to captivating realism, you can find a seat and some popcorn at 100 Arthur Street. Check out their show listings, updated monthly, at DaveBarberCinematheque.com. Show your CKUW friends card and get member pricing for any regular screening.